That's with Henry Sikorski, the Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. We're debating the end of what we understand to be peace. And we're looking now at a global conflict. That's the London Times word, or the Telegraph's word, not mine. Global conflict. So we come to Washington. General Stephen Whiting, commander of the U.S. Space Command, testifying on Leap Year Day, February 29th, Senate Armed Services Committee. In other words, deadly serious. In testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, General Stephen Whiting, commander of U.S. Space Command, warned that the U.S. faces a, quote, window of vulnerability, end quote, over the next few years to defend critical space assets from potential aggression. Henry, you've anticipated this in a war game that you have conducted and we've spoken of before. It would appear that Space Command is also watching now at what that war game left us, which is the understanding of vulnerability. We also have the report that North Korea has now launched a reconnaissance satellite, perhaps with technology transferred by Roscosmos after the friendly meeting between Mr. Putin and Kim Jong-un in Vladivostok. However, what I'm concerned about now is Space Command's answer. Is there an answer to your knowledge, Henry?
Well, of course there's an answer. I mean, the threats that we face now is North Korea and Iran, to a very minor extent, are now deploying space technologies that we thought no one would ever get and that we had supremacy in at the end of the Cold War. More important, China and to a lesser extent Russia are deploying offensive reconnaissance satellites, but more important, maneuvering satellites, much like the one, but much better, that North Korea just deployed. It has a maneuvering satellite now. These things can get close to our most important eyes, ears, and nervous system coordinators in space. They're satellites in various orbits, and they can take them out. They have jamming systems and laser systems based on the ground in China and Russia that can do harm to our satellites. All of this requires, you know, having not only more satellites that network so that they're harder to knock out their missions. It requires having active defenses ourselves to protect our satellites against anything that would get close and pose a threat to them. It's going to require diplomacy efforts as well to make clear what the rules we believe ought to be and what our allies believe ought to be, to make sure that nobody fires in anger in space on a misapprehension as to what is threatening. All of this is in tow, and it's very important work. And the reason why is simple. We are no longer so dominant in military power that we can match China and Russia together, man for man, nuclear warhead for nuclear warhead. And therefore, if you're not the Goliath you once were, you need to be the David that you never were. And the David in the Bible shoots not for the fist or the chest of his opponent, but between the eyes. We need to be able to be in control of our eyes, ears, voices, and nervous systems based in space and on the ground. And we need to challenge our enemy's ability to maintain their eyes, ears, voices, and nervous systems in space and on the ground in a way where they would never threaten us with anything else, whether it's nuclear weapons or conventional forces.
Henry Sikorski, Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, measuring the threat in space and the threat in Germany right now, the pressing one. Germany's threatened. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.